the book Hebrews for 290. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the information of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the 1860 Bible which Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham transferred or translated from a 1611 King James Bible with all the ancient Hebrew names in it. I always say it's the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can lay your hands on. What will it help if I give you a Hebrew Bible? You can't read Hebrew, you don't know anything about it. But if you have an English Bible with all the revelation names in it at the right places, so easily, and it means so much to our spirits, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's a plus 20. I have a couple of these Bibles in stock, so you can contact me. Our WhatsApp number is South Africa plus 27 international code 0722 367 124. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have surely missed out on quite a bit of information. Hallelujah. Trust you me. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our English TikTok messages. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure your kids have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to be together every morning. Start the day in the presence of Yahweh our Elohim. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 11. Now we've done verse 13 yesterday. Well, I'm just going to use it just to link myself to verse 14. Now they all died in faith, meaning that they lived but never received what was promised to them. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, plural, but have seen them afar off, and were pursued of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Verse 14. For they that said such things, for they, that was Abram, Isaac, Jacob, and declared plainly that they seek a country. Every generation, Abram taught Isaac, Isaac taught Jacob, Jacob taught his sons, that grandfather and father Abram had an encounter with Yahweh our Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth, and he received a promise. And the fact that you all are circumcised is the sign of the covenant that Father Abram made, or that Yahweh made with Father Abram. That's the sign of the covenant. Today we also have a sign. In the New Testament, we have a new covenant. That's why it says New Testament, Old Covenant, New Covenant. We have a new covenant of grace. Not being circumcised by the flesh, our sign of living in this covenant is not circumcision by the flesh. Because according to the old covenant, the covenant was only with the men, the boy childs, not the woman. And it would have only been Abram's offsprings that later would become the nation of Israel. But we have a new testamental covenant of grace through the blood of Yahshua, hallelujah, that also include women and ladies and girls, to also be part and heirs of that which Abram received the promise from Father Yahweh. There was the sign of the covenant of the flesh. Here we have the sign of the immersing in the name of Yahshua. First, repentance. Now, we don't baptize babies because they can't repent. Immersing after repenting in the name of Yahshua to the remission of our sins, male and female. Galatians 3, verse 26 to 29 says, there's no more Gentile nor Jew, free man nor slave, man nor woman. Go read it. But those who were immersed in the name of Yahshua have clothed themselves with Yahshua. We put on the wedding garment. It's a spiritual thing. It's not flesh that you cut and there's blood running down. The blood that Yahshua shed for us 2,000 years ago is the blood of grace that brought a new covenant, not the blood of animals, which was offered by the high priest once a year for the sin of the person. But today, since 2,000 years ago, we received a covenant of grace blood called Yahshua, through which we, as Yavist and bride of Yahshua, are functioning throughout the last 2,020 years plus. Living in grace, where the ladies and the women have become part of everything that was promised to Father Abraham. We don't function by sight. We function by grace. And this is what they say. For verse 14, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. They seek a country. They seek buildings. They seek property. What do we seek? We seek eternal life through the grace blood of Yahshua, which he shed 2,000 years ago. Through his death and burial and resurrection, and the promise that he's coming back to parousia us, who is bride, who are clothed in his wedding garment. He says in verse 15, and truly, if they had been mindful, Abram and his offsprings, of that country from whence they came out. So listen what he says. Listen what he says. And truly, if they've been mindful of the country from whence they came. So Abram, if you knew you were never going to see the city of Milkanani, or the land of Milkanani, would you have gone? Question mark. Abram, Isaac, Jacob, would they have carried on? Question mark. Listen what he says. And truly, if they had been mindful of the country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. I see that when Moses went up the mountain after Israel left, or Moses led out the Israelites from Egypt after 430 years of captivity and slavery. While he was on a mountain staying away, receiving the commandments from Yahweh Almighty, the nation of Egypt, in which they were born, the culture of Egypt, in which they were born, the culture of Egypt and idols worshipping, in which they grew up, which they believed was part of their tradition. They didn't know anything about the high priesthood. They didn't know anything about laws. They were slaves for 430 years under the Egyptians. And they adopted the Egyptian gods. Amen-Ra, the sun god, and all the others. Worshipping the pharaohs as gods. The different pharaohs. Apetiti and all these guys. So, they lived in the tradition of the pagan gods that they knew. And here Moses was leading them out, and it was taking too long being on the mountain. And the first thing that comes to their mind, Moses has just left them in the garden. He's vanished. He's not coming back. What's the first thing that happens? Their minds are directed to their idol gods which they worship, which were calves and bulls and statues of different pharaohs, and the sun god Amen-Ra. So what do? They took all their jewelry and everything, and they melted and they built a calf of gold, a god. They built, it was not just a calf of gold, it was a god that they created. They were so used to see the pharaohs which they worshipped. They were so used to see the statues of the different Egyptian gods. What do? They immediately turn towards paganism, worshipping pharaohs. Moses told them, we are going to a promised land, which was promised to Father Abraham, then Isaac, then Jacob, then his sons. And they were the offsprings of his sons on their way to Canaan. You see, what we have today, in times of tribulations and sorrows and sickness, and we don't need to run to pagan idol gods. We just need to keep our eyes focused upon Yahushua, our Redeemer, our Savior, who gave His life for us, and He gave us a promise of eternity, of everlasting life. Not being, we are not pilgrims, or we were pilgrims, or we are pilgrims in this strange land. It's not our end destiny. This is not our end destiny. It's so easy to desire the things of the past. That's why the Bible says, when we came to repentance and we've been immersed in the name of Yahushua, we don't always think about the things that's behind us. We stretch to that which is in front of us as if we can touch it. And this is what faith is. Faith makes us stretch out to something which we have not seen with our eyes. But we believe it with our whole soul's dimension, with our whole bodies. Body, soul, and mind. We believe it as if we could touch it. And what's the ingredient? Faith. Faith. The substance of something which is unseen. If you bake a cake and you don't have baking powder, you will not be successful. And this is why this other religions doesn't last. There is no salvation in it. Being safe. You need the baking powder called faith in the revelation blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We need to have the baking powder, the faith. And we don't get that by inheritance. We received it by grace. And grace alone. I'm so thankful that Yahweh has given us an opportunity to become Yahwist in this revelation gospel. You know what? When hard times comes, we are not to think about Egypt. We are not to think about the pagan gods and the idols. We need to turn our eyes even then more upon Yahushua, who is the foundation of our faith. I'm not finished with the scripture. There's much more to be said, but there's no more time. It's weekend. We thank Yahweh for the word in this week that is so, it is manna, and it's become a fountain of living water which springs up from it within us into a lost world. There's a whole weekend in front of us. Let's use the opportunity to plant a seed somewhere or to share the waters of eternal life. Let's be a testimony to the world that we are full-blooded Yahwist through the grace of Yahushua. Till Monday, if His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.